make this more successful. And the first thing is that we need to support the resistance of Iraqis in Iraq, right? These are people who are risking their lives to get the United States out of their country. And we have to see them as our allies. We have to see them as our main allies. Similarly, we have to support resistance in the U.S. military. Soldiers and, you know, anyone, families who are actually opposing the war, we need to be on their side. If you recall, there's one time in the last 30 years when the U.S. military machine was brought down during Vietnam, and it was brought down because there was a fierce resistance in Vietnam and because the soldiers were refusing to fight. We're obviously all out here today because we think protesting is valuable. The most powerful tool we have is to get people out onto the streets. The reality is that we're not going to morally convince someone like George Bush to feel sympathy for the Iraqi people. We're not going to convince him of that. So what we have to do is make him and the people that he's working with feel like they're in big trouble if they don't listen to us. And that means we have to mobilize.